Okay, so Clint, if you would please put 10 minutes on the clock. And I just want to say I kind of feel lonely here without Mike, but we just had a fire alarm in our building, and we suspect that Mike pulled it. And he's on the run.
I do believe Mike pulled it.
I think he's on the lam.
Everyone blamed me right as I was leaving my my cube, and I was like, no, sir, it was not me.
This is what you do when you're the keynote owner for PDC. Yeah. Anything to get out of work. So, but that's okay. We'll carry on without him.
I know.
So, just a couple of quick PDC updates. One, we just extended the $300 discount until the end of October.
Okay.
So you can still take advantage of that price and get in for a discount. Go for it and register for that
free
Windows 7 bootcamp day. And then you get a whole extra day of training for just $17.95.
A low price.
A low price. Also, we just announced a couple of more of the keynote speakers.
Okay.
So Kurt DelBene, who is our Senior Vice President of Office and SharePoint, or I guess I like to say Business Productivity, will be talking, which will be fun.
Okay.
But I think the one that most of the PDC attendees are really excited about is Scott Guthrie, of course, will be keynoting.
I wonder what he's going to be announcing.
I wonder.
Mm.
We can't have a developer event without the goo.
I know. I mean, he has the red polos. Come on.
he's all set. That's all you need.
Yeah.
He's got the wardrobe. So, but enough about him.
I know.
Clint Ruckus. So, welcome. So you are going to be at PDC doing many things, but one of the things that you're in charge of is coding for fun.
Yes.
So what is coding for fun?
Okay, so coding for fun is all about doing fun, interesting stuff with source code. So we're a blog on MSDN currently. It's coding the number 4 fun,
okay.
And it's all about doing complex stuff and making fun projects out of it. So in the past, like projects I've done personally were like built a computer-controlled disco dance floor. Because my theory was girls like to dance. If I had a dance floor in my apartment, I'll meet more girls. So we'll be...
How'd that work out for you?
It got me hired at Microsoft, so I can't complain. So it's right now it's we're just doing stuff that like will bring it to a... the project to certain points where then the community can then take in that project and alter it and go the extra yards. We, in theory, yes, we could make it, the entire thing, make it perfect, but then it would hinder some people altering and going in, figuring out how it works.
Right.
So we want to get people there, like we'll do motion tracking. We'll get the motion tracking stuff working, get a demo application working that is cool and interesting. So someone like... That doesn't want to learn how to code but wants that program and it can run and work. But then we make it so then the developer can take that code and actually take it the next couple yards.
Cool. So the whole point of this mission of coding for fun is that, you know, coding doesn't have to be just like a laborious thing where you're going in and building a quote-unquote boring enterprise line of business app or something like that, right? It's about what you're doing in your free time at night, on your weekend, the hobbies that you have, and integrating that into your lifestyle.
And it's also... So if you want to try out some new technology, like the drink tender that we'll be bringing to PDC, I actually used that to learn Link to SQL and WPF. It was my excuse to learn those technologies. So now I have in my toolbox, I can use Link to SQL without any issues because I had a cool little fun app that I used.
Right.
For like the dance floor, for example, I used that to learn threading. So now I use threading all over because I had a fun little app that if I screwed up, I didn't care about it because it was a fun app for myself. But I learned a lot of the concepts I needed. So that's why I like coding for fun. I'm a huge advocate of just, you know, creating fun little apps because that's how you'll learn.
Cool. Wait a minute. Did you say drink tender?
I did say drink tender.
What's that?
So drink tender is my automated bartender. So...
Because the girls liked it.
Well, I had to dance floor. I had to have something to pour drinks. So it's a device I made that actually pours mixed cocktails in proper quantities. I showed it off at Mix last year, the proof of concept of the actual device. And I'm building a second one for PDC. So we'll have two full-blown versions of it later on this year or potentially next year. The article with... full-blown instructions, source code, all the part lists for you for how to build this device will be on Coding for Fun.
Wow, that's very cool. Now you were at PDC last year.
I was.
Were you the guy with that had the fancy skateboard?
I was. That almost probably killed a couple people doing it.
That was a big Coding for Fun project.
That was a Coding for Fun project.
What are the technologies behind that?
that was more or less trying to get a bunch of complex hardware devices to talk to one another. So there was a fundamental flaw in the device that I didn't realize until about PDC, and that was I had two very powerful motors to balance it, but then I had a gyroscope that used the Earth's magnetic field to figure out where it was, and big motors throw off EMP, or EM, which disrupts the gyroscope, and then the faster you go, the more unbalanced it became. So it defeated the entire purpose, but it worked.
A good learning.
Yeah, it worked if you wanted to just balance yourself. Mm-hmm. As soon as you started moving, then you got into dangerous ground. But yeah, I was there. I had that there for a bit. I was demoing it when the batteries were charged.
Yep.
So, but projects that we're bringing this year, so little teasers.
That you can talk about. That I can't talk about everything. There's a couple surprises.
There are some surprises, but I'll give some teasers.
Okay.
So we got some Jedi mind tricks going on. We have some fairly large remote control toys. And we have a, we're going to be etching stuff virtually with lasers.
Ooh. That sounds so very cool. This, you know, this smacks to me of like a maker's fair. Like you guys are kind of like bringing in all this.
I think it does have maker fair roots because we did go for 3 years at maker fair,
yep.
And I've attended two of those. And I'm personally, when you do coding projects, just having it pure software isn't. It's fun, but not as fun as it could be. I like
right.
having stuff that actually does something.
Right.
So half my projects tend to become pranks, but you know, that's how it rolls.
So what's the demographic of people who are doing these coding for
fun
projects?
It goes from everyone, from students to hobbyists to professionals. Mm-hmm. Like we've just posted an article by Mark Heath, who is a guy who wrote N-Audio,
mm-hmm.
and he did a Skype voice changer, and now he showed off how to do recording audio in .NET using WPF.
Very
cool. So it ranges all demographics. You know, we accept everyone. We're an equal opportunity coder.
A great way to get, you know, the next generation involved, right?
Because
you're doing stuff that's fun. The dance revolutions have all of that. Like, it's not just boring.
Yeah, we have a Wiimote library written by Brian Peake. We have, you know, we're just trying to figure out cool, fun, interesting stuff to people to do. If the community wants to write an article for us, please Twitter me, email me, clint.ruckus@microsoft.com. And I'd love to have additional authors.
That's great.
So we have community. Most articles for Coding for Fun are done actually by the community, not by me or another Microsoft person.
I like that.
So
Clint, what's your day job?
My day job.
You're new to our group. Welcome.
I am.
You've just joined Platform Evangelism at corporate headquarters. And so, what do you do?
My job is a technical evangelist at Microsoft. So I run Coding for Fun now as actually my job rather than my second unpaid job. I am an online personality for Channel 9. Mm-hmm. And then...
what does that mean?
It means I help do stuff like this, I guess. And then I help write the Channel 9 platform as needed as an actual developer.
Oh.
So, like right now I'm writing the tool that we internally use to upload videos.
Very cool.
To Channel 9.
So you're on camera, you're behind camera, you're doing a little bit of everything. But the point is that as an evangelist... you're getting people excited about Microsoft technology specifically and what they can do with them, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's something else, a recent example of something that you worked on that you were really excited about and thought was cool?
For personal project or my actual job? Actually writing that tool. We got to, Channel 9 will be gaining smooth streaming shortly.
Ooh.
So I've gotten to be playing with those bits, and
shortly
I'll be doing a post about some of the stuff that I learned about actually coding that, because right now the API model is very it's in its infancy, so some stuff that isn't straightforward that we've been playing with it, so we've learned from our team, like, what are some of the ins and outs. Oh, we're done.